Hello, my friends. This episode is a call to joy, a quick, simple bit of encouragement to help empower you to create a joy-filled life. Between the meal prepping and laundry folding at home, the SMART goals and key performance indicators at work, and the daycare drop-offs and all the kid activities, what so many of us are looking for is joy, connection, and meaning. If you want that in your life, you have to cultivate it. You have to make space for it. You have to create it on purpose. You have to go first. And this quick hit episode is here to empower you to do it. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jen Larimore. And like you, I'm a mom first. A mom of five, to be exact. I'm also a lawyer turned life coach, and I'm on a mission to help working moms ditch the overwhelm and stress so that they are happier, calmer, and more productive. Let's go from frazzled and barely surviving to fulfilled, joyful, and thriving. If you're a mom who wears a lot of hats and you're looking for support, then you're in the right place. The last several Call to Joy episodes have focused on ways that we can add some extra joy and connection points with our kids. But actually, today, what I want to focus on is you. Here is my quick and simple tip for adding a little joy to my life. It's super simple. Are you ready for it? I light a candle. Honestly, is there not something so reverent and sacred about lighting a candle? When I think of all the ways in which a candle may be lit in so many religious traditions, lighting a candle for me feels like a way in which I can acknowledge the sacredness of an ordinary day. I often light a candle when I'm journaling or when I'm meditating. Sometimes we have them at dinner or even with our picnic lunches. I have one little guy who every time he stays home, he likes to do a picnic lunch with me by candlelight, even though it's the middle of the day. And it's so special for us. I remember once during a time of isolation, lighting a candle when I washed some dishes. Honestly, it makes everything a bit more serene and beautiful. So light a candle, enjoy it, sip in the moment, make a tiny moment of your day just a smidge more lovely. And then, of course, when you go to blow out that candle, before you get on with your busy day, use that moment as a way to ground yourself in your body. Breathe in, really feel your lungs expand. And when you breathe out, notice how it feels to exhale. Notice what your shoulders, lips, eyes, nose, mouth do. Notice the temperature of the air as it leaves your body. And then just enjoy that moment before you get on with your day. Just appreciate that moment, all the awesomeness of it. The beauty of that flame that was once there. The smoke that encircles you when you blow the flame out. The way your body can breathe and move air like that. Think about all the amazing things that had to happen today for you just to have that moment with that candle. From the candle that was made, to the time and process it took to get to you, to the match that lit it, to the cells in your body that allowed you another day on this beautiful planet. Let it all sink in, and then make this day count.